This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we stopped or we discussed the previous surah of spirituality of Surah Al-Muzammil. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qaleela. Whereby we mentioned that this was the prelude in the beginning of the da'wah of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam to build oneself in a form of spirituality. And that's why we can possibly understand today why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed Surah Al-Muzammil before Surah Al-Muddathir. Even though Al-Muddathir is amongst the second surahs or the few ayat from the beginning are sent down to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, for possibly the reason that first we need to focus upon our spirituality, tazkiyatun nufus. That we find that many of us, that we begin to be worried about academics of Islam or technicalities of Islam. That's why many ulama mention, man lam yutqinil usul hurima min al-wusul. Many people who don't know fundamental principles of Islam or have a deep rasikhun fil ilm, a deep understanding, will be prevented from getting to the end goal. Because we find that many of us are hasty in our studying of Islam. And we have to speak about the culture and environment that we live in, that people are being taught, or they practice just to find things about other individuals. That's what the main thrust of our society is. So people, after 2 to 3 months of reading, they believe they have the right to condemn or critique other individuals. And they fail to understand the path, manhajul Qur'an, that you don't just jump straight towards al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, in ordering the good and forbidding the evil. Especially if a person lacks spirituality inside their life. Many people that we deal with, even fundamentals of praying as-salah, they find it difficult. But they find it very easy to go to preach for hours on end to other people and speak about them. But they find it something thaqeel, hard and difficult to come to the masjid or to join the jama'ah or to pray in congregation, come to the masjid. So this shows there's a, if we can use such harsh words as marad, there's a sickness, amrad fi qulubina, inside us, in our hearts. We haven't really focused upon them, that we're jumping towards other aspects. Because here Allah then mentions after Surah Al-Muzammil, Ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'anzir. Allah then mentions afterwards, now go and preach to the people, go and warn the people. That yes, we should warn the people, but we shouldn't be hasty in our warning towards the people. Read the seerah, the life of ulama. Ibn Ashur, who died in 1973, one of the most common day mufassirun, At-Tahreel wa Tanweer, in 30 volumes. Maybe today it's printed in less volumes than that, but the original version is 30 volumes. Ibn Ashur, who died in 1973. They say he read tafsir or tafasir for 50 years, khamsin sana. For 50 years he read tafasir, then he began to write and speak about tafsir. Imam al-Tabari, Imam al-Mufassirin, he spent 7 years writing his tafsir and his works of tariq, of history. He spent, Tabari's tafsir is also in 30 volumes in its original print format. Maybe it's condensed today. His tariq, he spent 12 or 13 years writing history, codifying history. But many of us, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Man has been created in a state of haste, hastiness, hastiness in everything that we do inside our lives. And this environment around us, that's what it teaches us, to be haste, to be hasty, to be judgmental, not to be worried about aspects of spirituality. That's why Surah Al-Muzammil and Muddathir deeply speak about spirituality as well as warning the people. Look at the end of Surah Al-Muddathir. It's not just about speaking about ordering the good and forbidding the evil. It highlights the concept of action. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. What made you end up going into Saqar? What Saqar min asma'i Jahannam, amongst the 7 names of Jahannam mentioned inside the Quran. Why did you go there? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. And as a side point, if you look at Juz Tabarak and Juz Amma, you find it replete with ayat speaking about what? It's always speaking about, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to those who offer their prayers. فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى. Never prayed, never admitted the truth. They are ala salatim da'imun, hafidhun. Many of the surahs are always ending or speaking about as-salah. For what reason? Why is it al-mi'raj, al-ma'arij? It's all speaking about the journey, the night journey of as-salah. Because awwal ma yuhasibu alil abd yawm al-qiyamah as-salah. Because the first thing that a person is going to be asked about on the day of judgment is about as-salah, is about their prayer. So how can we be rushing around towards other things and we don't have these fundamentals in place, in line, in check, that we're worried about them? That Salatul Fajr, many times we mentioned on Yawmul Jum'ah, many ulama have authenticated the hadith, one of the best prayers. The best prayer is Fajr on Yawmul Jum'ah, bil jama'ati, khalf al imam. That's the best prayer. That's the beginning of Yawmul Jum'ah. Not, this isn't the beginning of Yawmul Jum'ah, that's the beginning. That's the real beginning. And what's the ending of the after Jum'ah? Preservation of their prayers, making sure that they're there for the next prayer. That's why when Allah speaks about aqimu salah, what is iqamatu salah? Ma qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addu salah. They carried out the prayer. Iqamatu salah. Min al bidaya, wa fil wasat, wa fil nihaya. In the beginning, in the middle, in the end, after the prayer. It's always that devotion that is a person is returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he finds inside this surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us time and time again about the beginning of revelation this surah speaks about. Because there was what's known as fatra, a pause, when Surah Al-Alaq was sent down in Ramadan. And when we mentioned that a surah is revealed, sent down in the Meccan period, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the whole of the surah. Because Surah Al-Alaq, we find only the first five verses were sent down. And straight away, there's a fatra, there's a pause. And the Prophet, he looked up into the heavens. And he saw Jibreel, alayhi salam, because he thought something had overcome him, that what he experienced is not the truth, was not reality. Because not every day do you experience to see an angel with its awe, with 600 wings. You don't see that on a daily basis. So he began to question himself, that is this reality? And so there's a fatra, a pause. Then he saw Jibreel, and then it was said to him, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir wa rabbaka fa'kabbir wa thiyabaka fa'tahhir. Allah then said to him, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, the one who's enveloped, the one who's wrapped up. Thus you find a deep relationship between, Imam Sa'di mentions, between Surah Al-Muzammil and Surah Al-Muddathir. They're one and the same thing. Zammiluni, Dathiruni carries the same meaning. And that's why even inside this surah, you find so many interlinks between these two surahs. Both surahs are speaking about the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, his task, his journey, his characteristics. And likewise, the end of the surah as well speaks about wastaghfirullah, inna Allah ghafoor rahim, in the end of Surah Al-Muzammil that we find. And Surah Al-Muddathir, hu ahlul taqwa wa ahlul maghfira. That Allah subhanahu is the one that you should fear, have taqwa towards, and he's the one you should seek forgiveness towards. Ka'anna al-ishara, that no matter what we do inside our lives, huwa ahlul taqwa, ahlul maghfira. Allah knows who the muttaqeen, the pious individuals are. And he knows that we're going to, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to fall short inside our lives. Wa huwa ahlul maghfira, the one who pardons and who overlooks. So when the Prophet received this revelation and he comes back to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, look at the wisdom, look at the foresightness, the insight of Khadija. That's why kamula min ar-rijali kathir. Many men have been completed before, but only a few women have become complete women. Amongst them is Khadija, our mother radiallahu ta'ala anha. That she saw the foresightedness, that what you saw and what you met, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you're a good-hearted person, a kind person, you keep ties, you keep relationships, you're charitable, you do good actions. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why she saw that this must be, that this prophet or this individual has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure that many of us are familiar with the story of going to Waraka ibn Nawfal, who's a Christian at that time, or turned into Christianity, who then said that your people are going to fight against you. أَخْرَجُونِي قَوْمِي أَيُخْرِجُونِي قَوْمِي. Are my people going to throw me out, expel me from Makkah? And he said, yes, there's never been a prophet, except for they're going to be expelled. They're going to be initially, they're going to be turned away. Wali rabbika fasbir. That's what Allah mentions in this surah, that in this journey of giving da'wah, wali rabbika fasbir. That you need to have patience in giving da'wah, patience in commitment. That's why Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir, he highlights anwa'u sabr, the various grades of sabr inside a person's life. A person needs to have a sabr fi ta'a, a sabr when you obey Allah. It needs patience. In his resolution, a sabr anil ma'siyah, sabr to stay away from sinning, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sabr regarding the commandments, the divine decree, predestination and qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to accept that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for me. So ya ayyuhal muddathir, one who's enveloped. Modern day tafaseer, they mention that this isn't khitab faqad lir rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Even though this is one amongst the symbols of titles given to him, al-muzammil, al-muddathir. But some ulama tafaseer, they mention this is for every individual. Who's enveloped? Who's engrossed in the dunya? Who's engrossed in al-mal wa dunya? Involved in the world, involved in wealth, in property, in life, in their family, in their children. Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Everyone enveloped in that. This dunya, engrossed in the dunya. Qum fa anzir. Get up and warn. لِنَّ قَصْتَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا. The purpose of the human being placed upon this dunya isn't eating and drinking and surviving and having a good life. These are all tertiary elements of the human being that as human beings we enjoy that. But that's not the main intent of the human being. That it becomes this vicious cycle that we all get entrapped in. That's what all life is about. يَا يُوَ الْمُدَّثِرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. And you should praise your Lord. Magnify your Lord. And ulama said, doesn't just mean just to say وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا at the end of Surah Al-Isra that we find. Just to say Allahu Akbar. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. It means to have awe, fear, love, hope, devotion. فِي أَيْ مَكَانْ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ عَظَمَةُ اللَّهِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. When you have the grandeur, the magnificence, the supreme belief inside your heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that leads you towards ta'a, that leads you towards obedience, that when your heart is full of fear of Allah, grandeur of Allah, greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what will enforce the individual to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. That's what it's highlighting inside this surah. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ. And purify your clothing. It's just a literal meaning, but it's a deeper meaning. فَطَهِّرْ قَلْبَكَ. Purify your heart. Purify your heart. من الشرك والرياء والعجب والسمعة. As Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir, he mentions, purify your heart from shirk, from hypocrisy, from showing off, but being startled. Purify that. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. Purify the inner elements. That's why many ulama tafsir, they mention, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. يعني طَهِرْ يعني قلبك. Purify your heart. Focus upon your heart. And then وَفِي عَمَلِكَ. And your actions, purify them. And تَكُونَ خَالِصًا لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The actions are pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then comes the literal meaning of clothing. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. Take your يَا بَنِي آدَمْ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ. يَا بَنِي آدَمْ or children of Adam, when you come to the masjid, when you come for salah, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ. Take your beautiful garments. Adorn yourself with the best of garments. Dress appropriately. لِأَنَّكَ تَقُومْ أَمَامَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. You're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take your best garments when you present yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here some of the ulama said, purify your clothing, external clothing. And some said this refers to remove any najasa from your clothing. And some even say it refers to keeping your garments above your ankles. As some ulama have made tafsir of this as well. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. That dress yourself appropriately in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe we don't want to delve so much into the fiqh ara about it. But we know that the Prophet ﷺ kept his garments above his ankles. Ala aqal shay, that was the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And sunnah of al-khulafa al-rashideen al-mahdiyin abdu alayhi bin nawajid. That was their sunnah and their practice. And some ulama took it literally. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. Because the more the garment goes on the floor for a man, impurities will be placed upon it. So purify yourself. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ وَرُجْزَ فَهْجُرْ. Stay away from idolatry, statue worship. And other ulama say, مِنَ الْمَعَاصِ وَالذُّنُوبِ. Stay away from the noob. Wal ma'asi. Keep yourself aloft, free from sinning, free from entering into vices and sins. These are all commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that each one of these becomes a focal point inside our life that we need to focus upon before we go to focus upon other individuals. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ. Don't give. Don't give to people. تَسْتَكْثِرْ, that you want more back from people. Look at these traits inside the Qur'an. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. When you give, you don't expect any reward. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't even want you to say to us, thank you. Or جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Nothing. Believer doesn't want that. And here Allah is saying to the Prophet ﷺ, don't give so that people may praise you, or people may in return give you something more. That's not what the psyche of a Muslim should be. Those people who give sadaqat or give charity or do action that maybe later on they're praised or maybe later on. وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Don't destroy your sadaqat بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. While continues mentioning, I did this for you. I helped you here. Remember this I done for you inside your life. Remember this charity I done for you. Remember this. Don't destroy your sadaqat via continuously mentioning or harming the other individual by making them feel bad that you done a favor for them. بَلِلَّوْ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Rather, it's the favor of Allah that guided us or gave us wealth, gave us property, gave us knowledge, gave us understanding, gave us a position, gave us something. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mah that you have, هُوَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah just wants to see how you're going to deal with His ni'am, with His blessings that He's bestowed upon us. How we're going to channel these blessings upon the face of this dunya is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from every single one of us. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. As we mentioned, that after all these commandments, you need to be patient. As we mentioned that Surah Nuh, patience in the path of da'wah. Because many of us, that's all that we want. We want instant results. Immediate results being given. That this person, he listened to me. Or he took my advice. Or he followed what I'm following inside my life. Or he changed his life immediately after 5 minutes of speaking to this individual. That's not a benchmark. Nuh alayhi salam spent 950 years speaking to people. وَمَا آمَنُوا مَعُهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. And only a few people believed him. Does that mean there's some deficiency in the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salam? In his preaching? Anbiya will come on the day of judgment. Some will have a few, some will have 100, some will have only 1 or 2 people with them. But they carried out their task. That's all that a Muslim is supposed to do. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Carry on preaching the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah mentions, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ. Now the discussion moves from all his traits and his characteristics towards the day of judgment, which is inside all these surahs. That all these surahs are trying to highlight the preparation in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An-naqur huwa as-sur. It is the trumpet that's going to be blown on that day. فَإِذَا نُخِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. That everything will come to a standstill on that day. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِي أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. It'll be blown again and everything will perish. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ. Everything on his face on this earth will die, will drop down. وَحَتَّى الْمَلَائِكَ. Everything will finish. And then be raised again in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam will be holding on to the throne. And the Prophet will say, I don't know whether I woke up first or he got up first before me. These are even the Anbiya, the Prophets, that everything will just stop there. Because the only thing that remains to show, just like the beginning of the surah, وَكَبِّرُوا تَكْبِيرًا, is the grandness, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. Is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the human being has nothing inside this life, وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ, لَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ, إِلَّا رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for the mercy, the compassion, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَتَّى الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. He said, even myself, if Allah doesn't enshroud me with His mercy, I don't know if I'm going to be forgiven or paradise is going to be granted. I look at many of us, the view that we hold inside our lives, that we think that paradise has been granted to many of us individuals. فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَصِيرٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ. This is going to be a hard day, a harsh day, very difficult upon those people who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even for Muslims, it's going to be a very difficult day. And some people ask the question, why will the Muslim be worried on that day? Because it's the natural fear. As we mentioned, azamatullah, greatness of Allah standing on the day, not knowing what will take place or will happen to each and every single one of us. يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ. Inside Surah Al-Qamar, the disbelievers say, this is a very difficult day upon us individuals. And then the Quran mentioned, or the ayat mentioned, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. Quran begins to speak about the Quraysh, or specifically Al-Walid ibn Mughira, as many Mufassirin have mentioned. And here we can extract, look at the nature of the Quran. How the Quran speaks about certain individuals, but yet at the same time, from the loins of these individuals, who comes out the loins of Walid ibn Mughira? Khalid ibn Walid. His son becomes the most magnificent companions to this day. The way his father becomes one who rejects, doesn't believe, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out from his loins ones who are going to defend the parameters of Islam. Likewise, people Ahlul Ta'if, who rebelled, who expelled the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And what happened later on, the best of people became the people of Ta'if that we find. Dharni wa man khalaqtu wahida. Leave me alone and this person I created all on his own. وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا. And I gave him expansive wealth was given to this individual. وَبَنِينَ shuhuda, children to show his power, his might. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks openly of what he gives to the disbelieving individuals, how he gives them these privileges. وَمَهَدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا. And we facilitated for him a life which is smooth and comfortable. We've given him this power, we've given him wealth, we've given him children, we've given him a good life. ثُمَّ يَتْمَأُ أَنْ أَزِيدْ. And he still wants more. He still thinks that more should be given to me. كَلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا. But after all of this, does it make a difference how many children you have, how much power, how much wealth that you have, how much property, how much life that you have? كَلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا. He turned away. عَنِيدًا عَنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا. We're going to make him climb the mountain. Ulama tafsir, this is the mountain of Jahannam. A steep mountain, the mountain of Jahannam, is going to climb and be plunged down into Jahannam when he reaches the top, will be given to this individual. And then what he plots and he plans to say something about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. فَقَالَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرْ. This is magic of old. Because the Quran was a remarkable speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They couldn't give it a rebuttal. They couldn't say anything. So they got together. And the only thing the Quraysh would come out with together, this is nothing but old magic. Quran is a magical speech. It overcomes people. It divides people. But many of the Quraysh, when they heard the Quran, they marveled at the Quran. It moved them. That's what Allah mentioned, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. Do you marvel at this Quran? This Quran is powerful in its ayat, powerful in its structure, powerful in its movement. That they knew, the Quraysh knew that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what many companions, when they heard the Quran, it moved them. Read the tafsir of many individuals, when they heard the Quran, the ayat of the Quran, it changed their whole lives. Just by listening to the recitation of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In هذا إلا قول البشر سأصليه سقر. They said, this is only the speech of a human being. Just like the Quran today, people, they don't read the Quran. وَجَاهِدٌ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Give da'wah to people. In Surah Al-Furqan, give them the Quran. Even though it's just a translation, give them the Quran. Tell them to read the Quran. Study the Quran. Because there is no ikhtilaf inside the Quran. They said, this is speech of a human being. There's no speech of any human being. And then what happens? Allah says that سَأُسْلِهِ سَقَر. We're going to throw him into Saqar. We mentioned Saqar is from the names of Jahannam. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَر. لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَر. لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَر. What will explain to you what Saqar is, what Jahannam is? لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَر. It leaves nothing but it destroys it. It wipes it out. It burns it out. لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَر. It changes the color of human beings. It burns. And so you read some ahadith whereby it mentions how Jahannam was ignited for 1,000 years till eventually Jahannam is a black color fire. It is ignited. It's a black fire that just takes away. And other places inside the Quran, it goes deep down into the skull. That's why it's like Surah Al-Humaza. That's what ulama said, that Humaza is burning deep down into your heart. Within your heart, the fire will travel into just not your external body. It'll be in your internal body. This should be enough for a person to frighten them. That's why when the Quran here mentioned Qum fa'anzir, that's why people might be saying, why is Allah saying Qum fa'anzir? Why isn't Allah giving glad tidings? Because maqam huna laysa maqam al-bushra. The beginning of da'wah isn't a station of glad tidings. The Makkans need to be warned. People need to be warned. People need to be awoken. That's what we need in our time at the moment. People need to be woken up from this ghafla, this sleep. And then to find that balance. That the Prophet ﷺ is Bashiran wa Nadhira. Is one who gives glad tidings. Also, he warns people as well accordingly. Alayha tis'ata ashar. Over Jahannam Saqar, we find there are 19. Now here, once again, people begin to delve into why 19. Some ulama say it specifically means 19. Other ulama say when numbers, numerics occur inside the Quran, it's kathra, min bab al kathra. It could mean beyond that. It's just a speech that Allah could be using that is 19. But when people begin to delve into numeric, just as we began with qillatul ilm, that people try to decipher the Quran according to their own intellect, according to their own mindset. The Quran has been explained by Mufassirin centuries ago. Every single thing you want to discuss, you want to understand today, go back to classical Mufassirin and you'll find the answer there. Don't use your rationale to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to apply the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why certain individuals delve into numerics. Only Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah went into some spirituality of the number 7 occurring inside the Quran, or 7 paradises, or 7 ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha. He began to say 7 tawaf, circumambulations around the Kaaba. He said there could be some spiritual element of why 7 has been used inside Islamic texts. But this could be something, his own extraction. But to delve deeply into numerics is dangerous. Islam isn't intellectual at times. This is sickness that's spreading amongst us. People want to understand Islam intellectually. If I can understand the concept of Ashabul Kahf, the boys inside the cave, Al-Ya'juj wal-Ma'juj, Ad-Dajjal, the last day, if I can intellectually, rationally perceive and understand it inside my mind, then it must be something which is plausible, acceptable. But the sad thing is that many of these things that Allah discusses inside Surah Al-Kahf is a surah of mu'jizat, is a surah of miracles in itself. That everything taking place inside that surah is a miracle. And that's why Allah makes ishara inside this surah about people who have doubts, who ask questions about these angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ. That Allah has placed these people around Jahannam to be nothing but angels. And the angels here are not angels that we may think that they're soft in nature. Because angels have different situations, different locations. Inside Surah Tahrim, Allah mentions, مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. That over Jahannam, they're not soft angels or weak angels. They are harsh angels. That's what the Quraysh, when they heard this, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ, Quraysh said that we'll fight our way out of Jahannam. If there's only 19 angels, we're thousands in number. We'll fight them. We'll fight the angels because we're warriors and we'll come out of it. Abu Jahl said, each person take 10 angels. 10 of you take one angel each. Another individual, he said, works in Tafasir, he said, I'll fight 17 angels. And you, Quraysh, take the other 2 angels. And some ulama Tafasir, they speak about this individual, was the one who said he's one of the most strongest individuals. He would place a leather carcass underneath his feet and would ask people to come and pull that carcass out from underneath his feet. And many would come and fight and wrestle with him. The carcass would be ripped apart, but he wouldn't move. He wouldn't move. But this person needed to be humbled. Who did he challenge to wrestle? He challenged to wrestle the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet alayhi salam wasn't no weak individual, some of us may perceive. The Prophet alayhi salam beat him many times. He still refused to accept Islam. Because the Prophet alayhi salam was a strong personality. Read Ash-Shama'il Muhammadiyya of Imam Tirmidhi. Read about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That's who we should wrestle around. Make that your qudwa. Don't look at the world around you. The world is full of weakness, weak men, weak identities. Strong men is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That even companions said when the war became fierce and harsh and difficult, we would go behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he's a man who is full of strength. He would ride a horse without a saddle. With his bare legs, he would ride it. That was the Prophet. And he returned back and he said to the people of Medina, be at rest. He wasn't a person who said, go you people, go and fight. فَذَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ إِنَّ هَاؤُنَا قَائِدُونَ. You go out and do these things. He was the first one to go out to protect his people, to preserve his people. That's what our role model should be. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً. We've only made this number, this numeric format as a fitna. Ibn Kathir says, اختباراً للناس. That this is just a test for people, as we mentioned, whether 19 is actually the format number or it's another number, whatever it may be. The real meaning, inner meaning of these ayat, this numeric format is a fitna. Is a trial for certain individuals that they don't want to accept the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah mentioned. وَلِيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. That people who have a sickness inside their hearts or the disbelieving individuals, they'll always pose this question. What does Allah want via this parable? What does Allah want via this example? What does Allah want speaking about the last day? What does Allah want speaking about this? That's a sign of amrad. Of questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah want? That's how the beginning of the Quran, it begins. كَذَلِكَ يُدِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomever He wants, and He misguides whomever He wants. Or sorry, Allah mentions Surah Al-Baqarah, يُدِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, that when they ask the question, why does Allah place these parables inside the Qur'an? Because Allah guides whomever He wants via these parables. They understand the meaning of these parables. And He sets astray many individuals who don't seem to see what the intent or the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. As we mentioned, that many individuals are asking these questions about the last day, about unseen affairs, about the Qur'an. That's why, and then they try to mock people and say, these people are simple people. They're not intellectual like us. They don't have the rationale like us. Maybe we don't have the rationale like you have. Maybe we don't have academia like you have. But we follow the majority view of what is the average person. The simpletons, Muslims that have believed it for centuries, for generations. This is what they believed about Islam. That they take it on face value. And that's what a Muslim should be. Not to fall into academia to begin to question about Islam as what the world around us is teaching us. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows about the army of Allah. وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا ذِكْرَى لِلْبَشَرِ. No one actually knows. So Ibn Kathir, he actually says inside his tafsir that this Allah is كَأَنَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ يُشِيرُ. That the number isn't important. It's not important whether it's 19 more or less. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the exact amount of soldiers of Allah except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he lists so many narrations on his tafsir. It was known as Baytul Ma'mur, the replica house of the Kaaba. If you travel from the Kaaba all the way through the heavens and up to the Arsh, you'll just before that you'll come to what's known as Al Baytul Ma'mur, the often frequently visited home, the Kaaba, the original blueprint of the Kaaba. Every day, 10,000 angels enter it. And you know what? They never get to return to come back ever again. Just do some maths inside your brain. Obviously, it's not going to be possible to do the maths. That if every day since the beginning of time, 10,000 angels have entered and never got the chance to come back again, how many angels are there? And some of the hadith, they continue to mention that these angels, they're not an inch left. You find that the heavens are weighty. They're crumbling. They're about to collapse because they're not a span, any inch left, except there's an angel who's praising Allah, glorifying Allah, making tasbih, making tahmid, making tahleel. And the strange thing in some of these ahadith, it mentions that the angels are going to say, Subhanak, ma'abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. The angels are going to say, glorify to you, Allah. We were not able to worship you as we're supposed to be worshipping you. Centuries, qurun. Thousands of years, 10,000 of years, angels have been there glorifying, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanak ma'abadnaka ibadatak. We haven't glorified you as you deserve to be glorified. We haven't praised you. We just have a few segments of ibadat and we're full of ourselves. Full of ourselves that we're muqarribeen ilallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what many of us that we think inside our lives. And they're the opposite. That all this time that we spend, we have not worshipped you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَةٌ. Every single soul has a pledge for what he's earned. We testify upon our own self. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your own record. Sufficient you are a witness upon your own self. So everybody has a pledge upon their own self, what they've done inside this life. إِلَّا أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. Except for the people of the right hand, of people of paradise. فِي جَنَّاتٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. They're going to be asking in paradise. They're going to have the discussion now. Now's the time to ask a discussion. Anil mujrimin. What's happened to so-and-so now? Where are these individuals? They said, ma salakakum fi saqar. We said to these individuals, second time Allah mentioned saqar. Jahannam inside this short surah of 54 odd verses. Why are you inside Jahannam? Qalu lam nakum minal musallin. Wa lam nakum nut'imul miskin. Wa kunna nakhudu ma'al kha'idin. Wa kunna nukadhibu biyawmidin hatta atana al-yaqin. Actions. Actions. Why are you here in Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We never used to offer the prayer. Second what? We never used to feed the poor people. So it's not just offering salah. That a Muslim by default is one who's generous. Who's feeding poor people, helping people. وَكُنَّ نَخُودُ مَا الْخَائِبِينَ. We used to squander, waste our time. We used to waste our time. Look at the masses of the youth, masses of the world. Travel the world. Masses of people just sitting there, shisha bars, lounges, coffee bars, cinemas, plays, amusement, arenas, thousands will be there, just sitting there, just wasting their time. As we began with kum fa andhir, we have a greater objective inside our lives. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. We used to reject the last day. We never had that conviction. حَتَّى أَتَانَا الْيَقِينِ. Until yaqeen came to us. Ibn Kathir mentions the end of Surah Al-Hijr. كَأَنُّ مِثْلُ الْآيَةِ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينِ. Carry on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until yaqeen al-maut comes to you inside this dunya. And then Allah mentions, فَمَا لَوْمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ. They're not going to turn towards the tazkira, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَأَنَّمْ حُمُرُ مُسْتَنْفِرَ. Allah described it as if they are donkeys, wild donkeys in a pathway, being chased by qaswara, being chased by a wild beast or a lion is chasing after that, just running helter-skelter as we began with inside this dunya, that they're lost individuals. And every individual wants a clear record given to them. كَلَّا بَلَّا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. These people, they don't fear al-akhirah. And Allah, before I mentioned, فَمَا تَنْفَعُمْ عَنِ الشافعين. There's going to be no shifa'a given to these individuals. كَأَنَّ الْإِشَارَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. That if you didn't do the actions, don't expect intercession. And this is another problem inside our society, that people think just by default, and people shouldn't think that we're trying to have a grudge against certain beliefs inside our society, but people are leaning towards this, that just because I believe in the Prophet ﷺ, just because I utter his name, so by default, intercession will be granted to me. Ulama tafaseer, they mentioned that there's going to be no shafa'ah if you didn't carry out the actions. How are you perceiving that he's going to intercede for you if you don't carry out the actions that he told you to do? Try the action, then intercession will be granted to you. كَلَّا بَلَّا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. They don't fear the last day. كَلَّا إِنَّهُ تَذْكِرَةِ. Indeed, it's a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ. Whoever wants to perceive and take this remembrance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. This guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomever he wants. And when a person finds that guidance, they should be full of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ends the surah mentioning, هُوَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that you should have taqwa regarding. And the one, as we mentioned, you should seek forgiveness for, just like at the end of Surah Al-Muzammil. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us amongst أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى, people of taqwa, people of consciousness, fi sir, awwalan, inside our private lives, inside our private hearts. That is taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is the greatest weapon, the greatest tool of the believer. Ittaqillah haythu ma kunt. Fear Allah wherever you are. That's what the Prophet has instilled amongst his companions. Instill the fear Allah wherever you go. You have that inside your heart, you'll be a successful individual. Taqwa Allah fi qulubina, inside our hearts. And then at the same time, to have that concept of forgiveness, hope, and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those individuals.